Today marks the beginning of the holy season of Lent, a time of preparation, a time of healing, a time dedicated to growing closer to the Lord through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Now, for many people, it feels as though Lent never ended last year. And it's true that this past year has certainly felt penitential in many regards. There's been a great deal of loss and suffering among us, which has also provided us with numerous opportunities to join our suffering to the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross. For some, it may seem that we have already given up so much, or that so much has been taken from us. And it leaves us perhaps asking the question, Lord, haven't we done enough? Haven't we sacrificed enough already? I understand the sentiments behind the question, and I can relate to them myself. But it's a bit problematic spiritually. After all, which one of us could stand before the crucifix, look at Jesus and say, Lord, haven't I already given enough? I know for one, I cannot. And at the same time, I don't want to undermine or diminish the challenges, the difficulties, and the loss of this last year. Or even the current challenges that we're facing, some of them, honestly, life-threatening. But perhaps making a few distinctions will help us enter into this holy season of Lent with a more helpful mindset. First, Lent calls us to prepare our hearts to receive the risen Lord at Easter and throughout the entire year. It's a time of reparation, preparation, penance, prayer, and fasting in order to help us turn away from sin and to be faithful to the gospel, and thus make room in our hearts for the love of God. To do that, we're invited to acknowledge that we have been unfaithful at times. We've chosen ourselves over God and before others. We've allowed that sin to linger in our hearts. Now, admittedly, none of us particularly enjoys facing the reality of sin in our own hearts. But preparing our hearts in this way is what will strengthen us spiritually, not only to endure and to survive all of the challenges that life throws our way, but also to thrive in the midst of them, to live the gospel fully, and to love God and love our neighbor at every opportunity. So this Lent, in addition to making our own regular examination of conscience, looking at those ways in which I sin, then perhaps we commit ourselves to reconciling some of our relationships. First, by celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, especially if it's been some time since our last confession. And also by reaching out to someone who I've had a conflict with, and then seeking reconciliation and forgiveness with them. Second, I think it's helpful for us to distinguish between sacrificing something versus experiencing suffering or loss when that is something is taken away from us. Right now, many of us are without electricity and or water. None of us chose to give these things up. Instead, it was taken away from us by the intense weather, and some would say a lack of preparation on many fronts. But these circumstances have also humbled us in many ways. They've reminded us that many parts of our life are beyond our immediate control, and that we remain dependent upon others for some of our even most basic needs. And these are good, albeit painful, reminders. But they're also opportunities for spiritual and personal growth. However, having something taken away from us, even if only for a time, it's still not the same thing as offering to forego something good in the manner of a sacrifice, as a gift to the one to whom it's offered. For example, I can't decide to fast from something that is sinful this Lent, or already something that is not good for me to do. Because there's never an okay time to sin. But I can choose to give up something good, a luxury, a convenience, and to do it quietly, without a lot of fanfare, without turning Lent into a competition, either with myself or with others. Instead, like St. Matthew says in our gospel today, I can offer my sacrifice quietly and not make a public show of it. I can fast from food, television, social media, making unnecessary purchases, and I can do it in a way that only the Lord sees it. Perhaps a timelier example is that if I'm fortunate enough to have power right now, I can choose to live as though I don't. I can sacrifice watching television, using unnecessary appliances or electricity, and turning up the thermostat or down in order to help the overall load on our electric grid and possibly help restore electricity to others as soon as possible. I can also ask for the grace to bear these current sufferings patiently, charitably, and with a greater trust in the Lord's plan for me this day and every day. Finally, Lent is not just about giving something up, performing acts of penance and fasting alone. It's also a time to grow in charity through almsgiving. We have lots of opportunities right now to share the goods that we have with our neighbors. I've already heard many stories of families opening their homes to those without power and or water. I've seen people shoveling snow for their neighbors, sharing food and other supplies, or even just helping them get to work or to the store. Many folks are reaching out to their neighbors in ways that they've never done before. And all of these acts of charity are wonderful, and they're exactly the type of almsgiving that fills our hearts and the hearts of others with God's love. These are just small steps to fulfilling that great prayer of Jesus for unity among God's people, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. In short, even though the beginning of this Lent looks very different than the Ash Wednesdays of our past, we're still being presented with plenty of opportunities to turn away from sin, to be faithful to the gospel, and to do our best to grow in love of God and love of neighbor. Times like these will either bring out the best in us, or they will put our worst on display for all to see. Who knows what God has in store for us this year? Just might be our most fruitful and blessed Lent yet. Dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly ask God our Father that he be pleased to bless with the abundance of his grace these ashes which we will put on our heads in penitence. O God, who desire not the death of sinners but their conversion, mercifully hear our prayers, and in your kindness be pleased to bless these ashes which we intend to receive upon our heads, that we who acknowledge we are but ashes and shall return to dust may, through a steadfast observance of Lent, gain pardon for sins and newness of life after the likeness of your risen Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Repent and believe in the gospel. Let us correct our faults which we have committed in ignorance. Let us not be taken unawares by the day of our death, looking in vain for leisure to repent. Hear us, O Lord, and show us your mercy, for we have sinned against you. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the sake of your name. O Lord, set us free. Hear us, O Lord. Let us pray that this Lenten season will be a time of wholehearted and happy return to the Father. that the leaders of our church may lead us even more faithfully in the worship of God and service of one another. Let us pray to the Lord. That Christians everywhere may turn to God our Father with renewed fervor. Let us pray to the Lord. That all people may hear God's appeal to be reconciled with each other in every circumstance. We pray to the Lord. That through fasting and almsgiving, we may more generously share our goods and our time with the poor and lonely. Let us pray to the Lord. That all of us during this Lenten season may be faithful to the gospel and to the living of our baptismal promises. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who are suffering now as a result of the extreme weather. We pray for a return to all electrical service and water service for all God's people. We pray that through our charity and generosity, the needs of others might be met and all might find adequate shelter. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the health and safety of all those who are working in the elements, that they may not only arrive and return home from work safely, but that they may be protected as they serve us through their work. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all our beloved dead, particularly those from our own family, those from our parish family, those who will die today. We pray for the repose of the souls of Father Wade Russell and Ethel Boone. We pray in particular for the intentions of all St. John Vianney parishioners for whom this Mass is being offered. Let us pray to the Lord. God our Father, hear our prayers for a truly fruitful Lent. May our efforts in prayer and our deeds of mercy lead us to renewal, reconciliation, and Easter joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received sustain us, O Lord, that our Lenten fast may be pleasing to you and be for us a healing remedy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a quick word to all of you. Join us on the live stream. I'm grateful you were able to do so, either had a bit of cell phone power or perhaps have power at your house. Please know that you have been in my heart the last few days and certainly in my prayers. We will get through this. The Lord is faithful. He's always by our side. I'm doing well. We have power at the rectory. I've been fortunate enough not to have really lost that for any significant period of time. Did have a pipe burst in the rectory Monday night, so can unite my suffering to many of yours and being without water probably for some time. So maybe some tough days ahead, but together as a community of faith, as the people of God, we will get through this, we will grow stronger, and we'll have many opportunities to let His glory shine through us. Having said that, please reach out to your fellow parishioners by phone or in some way. Help me check on them, and if something is needed, let us know. We'll come together as a community of faith. As best as I can tell, the campus remains intact. There's a lot of ice, a lot of snow, and difficult to clear in time to have public liturgies. So more than likely, our next public liturgy will be Friday evening, 6:30 p.m., Stations of the Cross. If I'm able to, tomorrow morning and Friday, I will live stream a Mass. But it was pretty treacherous getting over here, so we'll just see what the weather does this evening. Pray for me. Know that I'm praying for you, and I hope to see you all this coming weekend. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Pour out a spirit of compunction, O God, on those who bow before your majesty. And by your mercy, may they merit the rewards you promise to those who do penance. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.